you please sit down for our devotions in honor of St. Gerard Majella? So I've got a couple stories for the kids and a couple stories for the moms and one final story for the older moms. St. Gerard Majella, as you may know, was born in the little village of Muro in southern Italy in the early 1700s. That's a very long time ago. And from the very young age, the family realized that he had been gifted by God in remarkable ways. He was basically a walking miracle worker his whole life. He died when he was only 29 years old. He died of tuberculosis, like so many people did back in those days. And his first miracle that we know of was when he was 5 years old, so kindergarten age. And one day, when little Gerard was five, he had come back home from visiting the village chapel, the village church, and he presented his mother with a loaf of white bread that he said that this beautiful lady in the church had given him for his family. Mrs. Majella had cut up the bread and given it to her family, and she realized it was the best food that she had ever tasted. Now, the same thing happened for several days in a row. Each morning, little Gerard would go to the village church to say his morning prayers, and he would come back with this loaf of white bread from this beautiful lady. Mrs. Majella was getting concerned about who this beautiful lady was who was giving food to her son. And so one day, Mrs. Majella sent Gerard's older sister to go follow him. So you can imagine there's little Gerard running down the village street with his older sister running behind him far enough back so that he wouldn't notice her presence. He runs into the church. She runs in behind him, and she places herself behind one of the big pillars in the church so that she can look around to see what's happening. Little Gerard goes up to the statue of the Madonna. So that's a statue of Our Lady, where Our Lady is carrying the infant Jesus in one arm. And so Gerard kneels down in front of the statue and begins to say his morning prayers. Suddenly, the statue of the Blessed Virgin comes to life, and Our Lady steps off of the pedestal, and the child Jesus gets out of her arms. Now, in that statue of Our Lady, the child Jesus was carrying the orb of the world. So you know that the statue of the infant Jesus of Prague, he's holding, it looks like a ball. It represents the world, that he is king of the world, king of the universe. And so the child Jesus gets out of Our Lady's hands, comes down to the floor of the church, and begins playing ball with Gerard, with the world. And so you can imagine Gerard's sister in the back of the church, her eyes must have been the size of saucers. So after a few minutes of playing together, Jesus takes the ball, the orb of the world, back into his hands, gets back up into his mother's arms, and the Blessed Virgin gives Gerard a loaf of white bread for his family. Now, we cannot expect miracles like that to happen to us, but we can learn a special lesson of the importance of daily prayer. Jesus and Mary are always thinking of you with love, and they appreciate it when you think of them with love too, especially with morning and evening prayers each day. Doesn't have to be long prayers, even something short, like the three Hail Marys in honor of Our Lady's purity that we'll be speaking about on Monday evening. It's good for us to get into that habit of daily prayer, even throughout the day at random times. Little prayers like, "My God, I believe that you're here with me right now. Jesus, I love you. Mary, help me." Those daily prayers help us to stay close to Jesus and Mary and to cultivate a spirit of faith in our daily life. Now let's fast forward about 10 years in Gerard's life to the time when he was a teenager. Back in those days, even the teenagers had to go out to get a job to help support the family, and Gerard was no different, especially because his father, who had been a cobbler, had died when Gerard was still very young. So Gerard managed to get a job with the local bishop of Lacedonia in Italy, and the bishop was a grumpy, cantankerous old man who would just explode with anger at the slightest provocation. And Gerard managed to get the job as the bishop's porter. Now, the porter would always go around with this big set of keys, and when this meant that he would have to go open the cathedral and the bishop's residence every morning. So, of course, the cathedral has this huge key on it. So each morning, Gerard would have to go out, take out his big bunch of keys, take out the big key in the morning, and unlock the cathedral door. He'd have to go out to the bishop's residence, unlock it with a different key. And one of the other jobs of the porter was to draw water from the well. Back in those days, every town had its own well from which you would draw water. We don't need to draw water from wells anymore because we've got taps and spigots in our houses. And so, but in those days, every city had a well, and where you had a well, you had a bucket to draw the water with, and the bucket was attached to a rope. So one day, 15-year-old Gerard is out there drawing water from the well, and he's lowered the bucket down, when suddenly the bishop's keys, which were still in his hand, accidentally slip out and fall to the bottom of the well. Oh no. Gerard knows the bishop is going to be so furiously angry. So what does Gerard do? He goes back to his room and he takes out a statue of the Bambino. You've all got a statue of the Bambino at home in your nativity set. In Italy, the nativity set has this usually a rather large statue of the infant Jesus that is laid there in the creche, in the manger. And oftentimes the statue has his hands out like this, welcoming the shepherds and the magi. So everyone in Italy has a statue of the Bambino. And so St. Gerard takes out the statue of the infant Jesus, comes back down to the well, takes the rope from the bucket, ties the rope around the statue of the infant Jesus, and then very carefully, don't try this at home, he very carefully lowers the statue into the well, says a few prayers, and then brings the rope back up, and here comes the statue of the infant Jesus with the bishop's keys in his hand. Now, again, we cannot expect miracles like that to happen to us, but it does teach us this another important lesson, this time a lesson in confidence in God. God is all-powerful. That means that he is able to help us. And he is all-good. That means that he wants to help us. Now, it is true that God will not always answer our prayers exactly the way we are hoping him to, but he will always give us what's best for us. That's why we do need to have this confidence in the power and goodness of our God. Now, for children, of course, oftentimes it might be a question of difficulty learning a particular subject at school or having difficulty with a particular classmate or sibling, perhaps. As we get older, we get bigger problems in life. We can have financial problems, health problems, emotional problems, mental problems, etc. We need to have confidence that God does want to help us, maybe not the way that we're expecting him to, but we have to have confidence that he will always give us what's best for our eternal happiness. Now, I'd like to tell a couple stories for the moms also, because as you moms probably know, St. Gerard Majella is the patron saint of mothers and expectant mothers. And at first glance, it might seem rather counterintuitive. Why would an 18th century redemptorist lay brother be the patron saint of mothers and expectant mothers? The obvious choice would be Our Lady, or at least St. Anne. So I've got a couple stories to illustrate why St. Gerard is your patron. There's one story when St. Gerard was a young Redemptorist brother. So he became a Redemptorist when he was about 20 years old. As I mentioned, he died when he was about 29. And one day he was visiting an old school friend of his. Now, this school friend had been married for several years, and the friend and his wife had not been able to conceive any children. And so the friend was complaining to Gerard, saying, "You know, brother, my wife and I, we want to have children. We're saying our daily prayers. You know, we're doing everything according to the law of God. Why isn't God hearing our prayers?" And St. Gerard said, "Ah, you don't know. Your wife is pregnant, and in 9 months, you're going to have a baby boy." Sure enough, 9 months later, the baby boy was born. Now, there's another story I can tell also. On another occasion, St. Gerard was visiting a family near the Redemptorist Monastery in Caposale, south of Naples. And as he left the home that morning, he accidentally dropped his handkerchief. Now, the mother of the family noticed this, and so she picked up the handkerchief and gave it to her 7-year-old daughter. And she said, "Now, this is Brother Gerard's handkerchief. He's not too far away. Just run down the village street and give him back his handkerchief." So the little 7-year-old girl, she runs out and goes down the village street and, you know, runs up behind the brother and says, Brother Gerard, you've dropped your handkerchief." And the saint turns around, and then he gives her a funny look, and he pushes the handkerchief back into her hand. And he says, "No," he says, "you keep that, because one day it's going to be important for you." Now, that little girl, she grew up to be a young lady. She got married, and she was expecting her first child. But the childbirth was going very difficultly. Two doctors had been called in, and they both said that there was no hope, that both the mother and the child would certainly die. Now, by this time, this happened years afterwards, and by this time, St. Gerard had already died, and the cause for his beatification had already been opened. And so the husband of the lady who had been the little girl, he remembered about the special handkerchief. And so he ran to his wife's chest of drawers, pulled out the handkerchief, ran back to his wife, pushed the handkerchief into her hands, and she held that handkerchief through the rest of the labor. And lo and behold, she gave birth to a perfectly healthy baby, and both she and the child survived. And the two doctors who had been called in, they said, "There's no way to explain this medically." They said, "This is clearly a miracle of God who wants to prove the holiness of this redemptorist lay brother." And that story really explains why St. Gerard is the patron saint for mothers and expectant mothers. Now, during our parish missions, the Redemptorists and these devotions to St. Gerard, obviously we tend to aim more towards the younger moms and expectant mothers. But there was one time back in 1999, our priests were preaching a parish mission at the Society Church in Perth, Western Australia. And after the devotions, there was this older lady who came up to them. And she said, "Hey, fathers," she said, "hey, St. Gerard Magella is the patron saint of us older moms as well." And she had a beautiful story to tell. She said that when her son had turned 18, he had completely abandoned the family without ever saying goodbye to the parents. And you could imagine the parents were beside themselves because they didn't know where their son was. They didn't even know whether he was still alive or not. And so the mother, who had a great devotion to St. Gerard, she had this little statue of the saint up on a wall bracket in the living room. Every day she would take out a little votive candle, light it, put it in front of the statue of the saint, and she would pray one Hail Mary each day, asking the saint to keep her boy safe. Years went past. 5, 10, 15, 20. And one day, there was a knock at the door. She opened it, and it was her son, almost 40 years old. He had been around the world and back. He had finally grown up, and he had come back to tell his parents how sorry he was for never having said goodbye. So you see how good St. Gerard Majella is. He loves families, he loves children, he loves mothers. And so every family, almost every family, has a black sheep in the family. If you've got that black sheep, don't forget to pray to St. Gerard for that child. Eventually, St. Gerard will get that child back to God, back to the church, and back to the sacraments. Now, in the place where St. Gerard died, in Caposele in Italy, there's a great huge basilica there. There used to be a very beautiful basilica, but it was destroyed in the 1980 earthquake. And so they rebuilt this rather modern, ugly monstrosity. But it's absolutely, the new basilica is huge. And there are literally tens of thousands of ex votos on the walls of this basilica. Now, ex votos are thank yous from people around the world. In Italy, the Italians tend to make these ex votos out of little plaques of silver, and they inscribe it with, you know, thank you for such and such a grace, and then that ex voto gets attached to the wall of the basilica. There are other ex votos that come around the world, oftentimes in the form of family photos of a child, you know, either asking St. Gerard to be able to conceive a child or adopt a child, or thanking the saint for the good health of a child or whatever the grace may be. So there are literally tens of thousands of ex votos along the walls of this basilica. So St. Gerard has a great, great love for families, for mothers, expectant mothers. He's also one of the patron saints of the pro-life movement. He's also this patron saint of good confessions, because he used to come with the Redemptorist Fathers during the parish missions. And while the priests were hearing the confessions and the confessionals, St. Gerard would be up in the sanctuary praying rosary after rosary, asking God and Our Lady to make sure that the penitents made good confessions, good general confessions.